email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I don't know if you've been following the story of the Villa V Odyssey. It's a luxury cruise ship which was supposed to launch out of Belfast in May, but it's been delayed for 4 months, and there's been numerous stories over the intervening months about the people who are hanging out in Belfast who were supposed to be going on a cruise. Some of them stayed, some of them didn't. But the best story of them all is the story you're about to hear from Angie. Good afternoon, Angie.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. Now, it's interesting that you are from a place called Loveland in Colorado.
That's correct.
Yes. Until today, I'd never heard of Loveland. It's about 46 miles north of Denver.
That's correct.
Yeah, population 77,000.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you, what was your business there for years, Angie?
I owned a salon, a hair replacement and hair extension salon, for about 33 years.
Right. Are you retired now?
Semi-retired.
Semi-retired, right. I believe COVID hit and it was difficult to recover from it.
COVID was very difficult to recover from. A lot of my distributors and manufacturers went under during that time. And yeah. So that made a pretty dramatic effect on what I did for a living.
Uh-huh. Now, the Villa V Odyssey. Tell us about this and when you first heard about it.
My sister and I actually first heard about this about a year and a half ago, and it'd come in on our email, and it just very much resonated with us as a sister trip. So we started talking pretty serious about just selling everything and getting rid of the majority of our belongings and living on board and sailing the world for the next probably up to 15 years.
15 years. I just have to say that because in case people are going, did I miss her? Did she say 15 years? She said 15 years. So give us the deal with the Villa V Odyssey. So it's a cruise like no other cruise. Is it like timeshare, Angie?
No, it's actually not. It's actually what they call the first of its kind residential cruise ship.
Aha.
And so there's about probably 60% of us on board that are actual residents. And we own our own cabins. We purchase them. So you purchase up to 15 years. That gives you 4 circumnavigations around the world. If you're not going to use them full time, you can rent them out as an Airbnb.
Oh, I see.
But you can decorate them the way that you want because it is your room. And it's pretty lovely. With that comes like 3 meals a day. Every twice a week, cleaning twice a week, full amenities on board. So golf simulators and gyms and full entertainment and spa and salon. So it's pretty neat. It's kind of an all-in-one residential place to travel.
Is this your home now?
Yes, it is. It's actually my full-time home.
Your full-time home? Right.
It is.
That's mad.
It is.
That's brilliant and mad at the same time.
Brilliant and mad. There you said it. That's a good way to describe it.
because, as you say, it's a first. So nobody has experienced this before.
Mm-mm, not something like this. I think right now the longest affordable cruise out is about 9 months. And so that still feels like a cruise. But this is a perpetual around the world after 3.5 years is one circumnavigation. And then we go back and do that again. Yeah. They pick new ports, new destinations. But we've got 147 countries and 401 ports. We get to go to all 7 continents, including Antarctica.
It's not going to be boring. It's not going to be boring.
No, I think anything but. And it's like it's a floating home. So how much better does that get when you don't have to do airports and rental cars and restaurants and all that stuff? So it's pretty exciting for us.
What's your sister's name?
Lisa Stevenson.
Yeah. Now, when you and Lisa were having the chats about the Villa V Odyssey, how did they go? And did you do that thing where you put a line down the middle of the page and do the pros and the cons and all that? Or what way did the chat go?
You know, for me, not so much, because I was really at a point in my life that I wanted something very different than Colorado. Obviously, we don't have many oceans surrounding
You're landlocked.
Colorado. So yes. There you said it. So for me, the appeal was definitely coming out and learning and experiencing sea life and something on the very opposite part of my comfort zone was very appealing to me. And so there to me was not a whole lot of pros and con measuring going on, as much as I just knew this would be a once of a lifetime adventure. I would never get a chance to do, especially at my age. So that
what
was
age are you? Do you mind me asking?
No, not at all. I'm 53.
53, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And were you? Did you travel a lot throughout your life?
No, actually, virtually not. The only time I've even been out of the country was when I was a teenager, and then we went to Mexico. And outside of that, I've just done a lot of touring within the United States. So this was my very first big venture out of the country. Okay. And now it'll be a chance to see the world.
Yes.
In just the most magnificent way.
So it was supposed to, it was been refitted by Harland and Wolff in Belfast, the ship.
Correct.
And then the plan was for it to leave around May, was it?
Yes, May 30th.
May 30th
was our original launch date.
Ah,
yeah.
Right. Okay. And then it became obvious that the ship wasn't ready.
Correct.
And what were you told?
So originally what we were told was that because they had pulled it out of a storage after 4 years of it being in there, especially through COVID and all those complications, the unfortunate part was that the ship is 30 years old and it needed to now be recertified as a brand new ship. So they ran into a lot of complications with bringing an older ship up to current standards and certifications.
Yeah.
But they absolutely achieved that in, I believe, a remarkable amount of time. I know everyone was ready to go in May, but the ship was not ready in May. But we definitely are today.
And if you're going to be living on it, you would like to think that it's up to the current standards and very safe.
Absolutely. Yes. I kind of kept trying to make that point every now and then, is that we would rather be here than broke down somewhere out at sea or something like that. Yeah. So,
okay. So what was the deal then when they realized there was going to be a delay, and that delay could stretch from weeks to months? What was the deal with ye as passengers and owners of the cabins?
You know, for a lot of us, kind of the complication came for a lot of us because we were never given much more than like, it might be another week, it might be another 3 days, it might be another five. And so I think that sometimes with some of the passengers, the frustration lied is that had they known it was 3 or 4 months, they would have made some different choices.
Right.
But that's not the way it played out. Every time that they kept getting something checked off or a few things checked off, a few more things came up. And so they really did take incredibly good care of us. They had about 110 to 130 people to put up in hotels and feed, and they sent us to the Canary Islands, and they sent us home if you wanted to go home and flew you back. So they've really done an outstanding job of making sure that we're as comfortable as humanly possible.
Now, so a little group of you became friends.
Yes.
And you were going here, there, and everywhere. But whenever you were back together, you'd socialize together.
Absolutely.
And one of this group was a man called, how did you pronounce it? Is it Jan?
Jan, correct.
Yeah, Jan Peroni, right.
Yes, that's correct.
So Jan, what's his deal? Is he going to be full time on the cruise as well?
He is. He is a villa owner as well. He came on and bought his own room. So that leaves us both doing long-term sailing together, which was very fun. The majority, I think all but just a couple of us in our group are owners. But Gian, he's a Canadian that's lived in Costa Rica for the last 6 years.
Right.
He was really ready for a big change in his life as well, just kind of tired of the same old, same old. So I'm glad that our kind of visions aligned on the same cruise.
Okay. So hold on now. Don't jump ahead. We're telling a story here, Angie.
Okay.
So you had the group of friends, and then you were walking in and out to Belfast, was it, yourself and Jan, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. And what happened? What were the chats like?
Oh, the chats went from just getting to know each other to much deeper chats, a little bit about our values and our lifelong goals and dreams and just kind of what kind of people we were and our visions. And they just grew more and more every time we went on. It was about an hour one way to the ship and back. And we definitely got to know each other at a much deeper level through those talks.
Right. Mm-hmm. And was there a moment?
there was a moment. John and I were able to, we were able to actually be roommates prior to this. So we became really good friends and roommates. And through this process of getting to know each other, we actually fell in love and we got engaged.
Right. tell me to stop if you want me to stop. But was there a moment where your eyes met, where it, you know, that you realized you'd crossed the line, that this wasn't just an acquaintance anymore, this just wasn't a friend, that it was something different?
Yes, definitely. I think for both of us, we each had a moment that was kind of magic, I would call that, where we looked at each other through a different set of eyes and a different goal for our future, and that we definitely didn't want to live another day without each other. I think we each had those moments that were pretty magical.
Yeah. This is very special because prior to May, you didn't know that Jan Peroni existed.
No, I absolutely did not. And up until 6 weeks ago, he was just a friend. So that's been very special.
There's a movie in this, or a Netflix series.
You know, that rumor has went around a couple times, especially between the delays and the love story and the world cruise. And I think that it would be a great story.
Jan has a villa, and you have a villa, and both of you are paid up for 15 years. You own this villa on the ship. So what's the plan now? Is Lisa going to move into one, or are you going to live in separate villas, or are you going to sell on one?
I am going to actually just share my time with both of them because my sister trip is really important to me, and John is very much a gentleman and understands that. So it will be a little bit back and forth between both rooms, and I think it'll be a blast. Yeah. I think it'll work out very well.
And what you say, you've shared values, and obviously you think the same because both of you decided that was a good idea to sell up most things and buy a villa on a cruise ship and be on the sea for 15 years. So that's one thing you have in common. What is it about Jan that made him or made you fall in love with him?
You know, Jan is very much, I would like to call him kind of a old fashioned kind of guy. He is very much a gentleman. He's very outdoorsy. He's compassionate. He's romantic. He's kind. He's real easy to be around. He's easily liked. He's a hard worker. So he has so many values for me that really resonate with me.
Right. And I believe you have plans already in place to get married.
They are. We're actually getting married on the Odyssey by the captain, between Panama and Costa Rica. And then we will take a maybe a 7-day Costa Rica stay because he's from there. So I'm looking really forward to seeing the sights and being adventurous with him there. And then, as we put it, then we get to go on a perpetual honeymoon from that point forward all around the world.
Yeah, because other people were going on a cruise for their honeymoon, but you're actually getting off a cruise for your honeymoon.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. We're actually going to get step on land for a little while. So it's really pretty magical. It doesn't quite seem real to me yet because it just seems like just a fairy tale. It's wonderful.
It is a fairy, and there's nothing of the usual in what has happened to you over the last few months, Angie, is there?
No, nothing at all.
No.
Nothing at all. It has all been incredibly different. And that's where I like to say that the delay really has never been a problem for John and I, because it's just the adventure started the minute we landed in Ireland. And we've just thoroughly enjoyed this country and the people and the pubs and the scenery and the architectural designs. They're just in the history here. Just fabulous. It's a very romantic city.
And not
everyone agrees with me, but I do.
Yeah, and what about your family, Lisa, and your mom still alive? What do they think of all of this?
Well, surprisingly, my mom is out here with me right now. Oh, she's getting ready to set sail tonight. Yep, she's been out here for about 5 weeks, so she has been able to share in the joy with Gian and I and go ring shopping and be a part of this whole wonderful celebration that we're having. Yeah. So very special for me that she's been able to enjoy that and be a part of that. I'll never forget this. Yeah. And my sister Lisa got to meet Gian back in May when she came out for our original launch. and it never happened. And so when I went off to the Canaries, those two went out to dinner that night, and he's still such a gentleman. So it's really nice that he's got to meet my core family, which is very special to me. And they both just very much love and adore him.
Right. And it's finally setting sail tonight, the Villa V Odyssey. And where are you heading to? Where's your first port of call?
I think we go France, and we got to pick up some supplies. And then within about maybe another 8 to 10 days, we're going to be over in the Azores and off to the Caribbean and all of the islands and stuff over there. Right. And then we just keep sailing forward. Yep.
And have you got any phone calls about making a documentary of you and Jan's next few months and the lead up to the wedding?
You know, we have a lot of interest, and so we are kind of throwing out our options on what the best route to go is. Angela and Steve have a midlife cruiser YouTube video that they're going to be tracking us on, starting off from getting on board to starting our planning. And so hopefully we can create a nice documentary for everybody to follow this wedding.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today, Angie, and congratulations to you and Jan.
Pleasure.
And I hope you have a wonderful life together at sea.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Do you mind if I play the Love Boat theme before we let you go?
No, go right ahead.
Yeah, see you, Angie. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Yeah, you couldn't make it up.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.